Welcome to a WDOT Port Washington newscast, and here's your world news. In North Korea, the North Korean military held a major parade for their military units one day prior to the opening day of the Winter Olympics in South Korea. The North often boasts of its parades, but reports of this surfaced afterwards, with TV only airing delayed footage. This event is usually held in April, and moving it had been seen as a setback to the warming of ties of over the Olympics. But the South announced on Thursday its president would meet the North Olympics delegation on Saturday. The parade was reportedly smaller than recent years, and the footage showed Kim Jong-un inspecting troops, alongside his wife, Ri Sol-ju. There was the traditional goose stepping and a show of heavy weapons. Mr. Kim said the North had become a world-class military power. It's simple enough, so what could possibly go wrong? Order 1,500 eggs to feed the hungry Norwegian athletes at the Winter Olympics, then get onto Google Translate to render the order in Korean, and only to have 15,000 eggs turn up. Chefs for Norway's Olympic team in South Korea are red-faced after ordering from a local supermarket. The chefs blame a translation error, but a typo might also be at fault. Chef Stale Johansen told Norwegian newspaper Aftenposten that luckily the team were able to return the 13,500 surplus. It's not clear how the mistake happened, but BBC Korean service journalist David Kan says Korea has a different counting system, and a typo may have contributed to the confusion. Now here's Sam with the U.S. News.
U.S. officials eliminated that 100 pro-government fighters were killed in the incident on Wednesday. They had allegedly tried to take ground east of River Euphrates, captured from the Islamic State group by the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, also known as the SDF. What happened was that the U.S.-led coalition against IS accused pro-government forces of initiating an unprovoked attack against well-established SDF headquarters. Former U.S. President George W. Bush accused Russia on Thursday of meddling in the U.S. 2016 presidential election, calling Russia President Vladimir Putin a brilliant tactician. Bush interviewed on stage at a business conference in the capital of the United Arab Emirates, said that there was no clear evidence that the Russians had meddled, but whether that affected the outcome of the election was another question. A new law meant to punish Russia for election interference could force the Trump administration to sanction some of its closest allies, including Saudi Arabia and India, a possibility that has put capitals worldwide on edge. The dilemma shows how Moscow's election, now fenced, is deepening Washington's acrimony, complicating U.S. foreign policy, and could ultimately force some allies to choose between the White House and the Kremlin, at a time where Russia is aggressively expanding its influence, particularly in the Middle East. North Korea has no intention of meeting U.S. officials during the Winter Olympics that start in South Korea on Friday, dampening hopes that games will resolve a tense standoff over the North's nuclear weapons program. However, the North's high-ranking delegation, including the younger sister of its leader, Kim Jong-un, will meet South Korean President Moon Jae-in and will have lunch with him on Saturday. Here's Coco now with the business news.
Thank you, Sam. Tesla said Wednesday that it's losses scored $675 million in the final 3 months of last year, 2017. Up to $121 million in the same period of the year earlier, 2016, as the company worked to ramp up production for the Model 3 sedan. The Robobank has been fined $369 million by the U.S. government for processing illegal funds. Robobank CEO Wiebe Dreyer said the violations that took place are serious, regrettable, and unacceptable. It took place in San Diego, California, and now we bring you Russell with weather.
The Philadelphia Eagles will have a championship parade at 11 o'clock today. The parade will start on Broad Street and Patterson Avenue, and it will end at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Malcolm Jenkins, Chris Long, and Torrey Smith all turned down their White House invitation from President Trump. Torrey Smith said, "It's not about politics. I just don't think that the president is a good person. I don't want to go out of my way to see someone who isn't even welcoming the men in this locker room and our different cultures. In basketball, the Cleveland Cavaliers went against the Minnesota Timberwolves in a game-winning shot by LeBron James in overtime. Both teams combined for an NBA record 43-pointers. LeBron James had 37 points, 15 assists, and 10 rebounds, while Jimmy Butler had 35 points, and Karl Anthony Towns had 30 points and 10 rebounds. Now I'm sending it off to Coco with entertainment.
Thank you, Russell. YouTube star Kiara Lawley will not appear on the upcoming adaptation for best-selling young adult novel The Hate U Give after a video of Lawley making racist statements began making rounds online. Due to the controversy surrounding his past behavior, Kiara Lawley will no longer appear on The Hate U Give, a spokesperson for 20th Century Fox said in a statement to CNN. And now we bring it back to Russell with weather.
In Port Washington, New York, it is 28 degrees with 12 mile per hour winds and clear skies. Tomorrow it will be cloudy with 8 mile per hour winds and it will be 33 degrees. Over the weekend the temperature will rise to close to 50 degrees. On Saturday it will be cloudy and on Sunday it will rain. Next week it should be around 40 degrees. On Monday it will rain, Tuesday should be cloudy, Wednesday is partly cloudy, Thursday is cloudy, and then back to partly cloudy on Friday.
That was a WDOT Port Washington newscast. Thank you for listening in.